Tim.
All right. Let's see. I still don't know what the first paragraph means. It's a lot of word salad. And I've said this each time it's come up. I know other people have said this. So I'm still not sure what the first paragraph even means.
Shall we go through it phrase by phrase?
No, let me go through the whole thing. Paragraph 2. Okay. There's a little more word salad here where I think, and I've said this before, what you're talking about, I think, is unbudgeted expenses over $10,000. Is that correct?
Where?
Paragraph 2?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what new transactions means.
Right. Well, okay. Unbudgeted expenses works also. Cumulative. Now, I don't. How do I say this? Shall require PNB approval in advance. You know, can you give me an example of how this could possibly work? Because I don't see this working at all. If it's cumulative, I mean, we can look at PFW's budget, or look at PFW's expenses, look at their budget. They're already over $10,000. In their premiums, for example, but it's been cumulative. So now that it's over $10,000, now what? You know, and what are you going to do? Say, no, you can't, you're going to wait a month for the PNB approval to say, yeah, go ahead with your fund drive? I mean, anything that goes through the PNB is not, this should be done by the general manager and the business manager, quite frankly. We should have competent general managers who work with competent business managers, and they can decide. The PNB doesn't have the capability or the time to decide. You know, at the end, you know, in the last paragraph, you're saying this has to be agendized at the next PNB meeting. We can't say the PNB has to agendize anything. That is not our purview. We can't do that here. We can't say the PNB must approve this in advance because, when will they ever get to it, if they get to it? So that I don't think that's workable. Now, paragraph 3, in case of emergency. Who decides, define emergency, who decides what is an emergency? My idea of an emergency might look very different than Beth's idea of an emergency. So that needs to be defined, and who determines what is an emergency? And then, in case of this emergency, whatever that is, the most senior acting Pacifica manager. What does that mean? Who is that? Is that the CFO? Is that the GM? ED? Who is that? They approve the signatures for this emergency of the current Pacifica CFO and any two currently seated elected PNB officers. So what happens? Where's the ED in this process? Isn't that what the CFO and the ED do, number one. Number two, two currently seated elected PNB officers. Well, that would be Beth, for one. So Beth here is giving herself this additional authority. And I don't think the PNB in any shape or form should be involved in these management decisions. So we need to define emergency, and then the rest of it I don't think should happen. You want to change governance, take it to the PNB, and, you know, Beth can give herself extra privileges there as an elected official. I don't think the NFC can do that. Maybe governance could do that. Now, the last paragraph, the second to last, any transaction in excess. Again, we're asking, where's the ED in this? And here, any and all questionable transactions. Well, who decides what is questionable? Again, my version of what's questionable and somebody else's may be very different. And who decides what's questionable and what is it shall be reported immediately to the PNB. Okay, and then shall be agendized. As I said, we can't do that. And then, you know, considered in performance evaluation is just like punishment, which we can't do either. So I have a real problem with this from beginning to end. If other nonprofits use something like this, I would like to see something, because I can't believe anybody would use something like this. There is a financial policy manual for Pacifica, and I think people should find that and read it, perhaps, before making something new like this. Anyways, I'm going to vote against it, but I would like some of these questions answered, or if possible, or not. I don't know. Those are my problems with this. I'll be quiet now.
On the staff, Susan.
Okay, I have Susan. Kim, were any of those questions directed to Beth, or are you just directing them to the ether, so to speak?
Well, I mean, anybody who wants to ask, or she can answer them if she, you know, I mean, they're questions. Okay. If she can answer them, then she should, to defend what I said, I guess. I don't know. I'll let other people speak, and I don't know.
Okay. See if you were directing them anywhere in particular. We have Susan. I heard R. Paul, and was somebody else?
Mac.
Okay, let's go with Susan.
Should go Susan and Mac, because I kind of spoke already, but I should be third.
Okay, good. Thank you, R. Paul.
I have been an executive director or on boards for about 10 different organizations for about 20 years. You know, not all at one time, but many times. I have never seen a policy that is this convoluted. And having so many things go to the PNB, I think is not practical. The PNB, as it is brought to its knees to do the few things it needs to do. And this is micromanaging in the extreme. I cannot imagine what the agendas would look like if we had to go down a list of these expenditures. I do think the policies and procedures are needed, as Julie says, having good financial management policies and procedures is one of the ways that an organization demonstrates that it is managing itself well and understands its own fiduciary responsibility. There are lots of go-bys for those sorts of things, and I haven't read through the policies that we have at Pacifica. I would like to review those, but there are lots of standard versions that are simpler than this. and they involve the treasurer. We don't have a treasurer, you know, reviewing the bank statements, for instance. So I think that there are a lot of controls. We have been cited in our audits, in our management review letters, for having inadequate separation of duties. I think we have a lot of things to address, but I don't think, I think this procedure is cumbersome and unworkable and solves problems that don't exist. That's all I have to say.
Done? Okay. Thank you. Mac.
Everything that the two previous speakers have said, I incorporate into my remarks. My only other remark is, if the motion was only to raise the limit of some existing limit, that might not be problematic. I mean, a dollar's not what it was, you know. Notwithstanding all of our that we don't have any dollars, but be that as it may, but there's a whole lot of other bells and whistles on this. If the motion was merely to raise the limit and nothing else, it might make more sense to me. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mac. R. Paul?
Yeah. I understand what people are saying, and the thing is, we need something like this that actually comes up now. I say that actually comes up now because, as we all know, we've had something like this since 2013, and, you know, I will not make mention of cases where what we have from 2013 has been flagrantly violated. And gotten around, and but it has been. And I will note that, you know, the way things work in Pacifica is you really got to watch the money because people get strange ideas in Pacifica sometimes. I can say that one time the NFC spent multiple meetings over, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 months regarding an unbudgeted expenditure for like $120,000 that looked stupid on its face. And it was very good that we really looked into that more because it was scheduled to get a lot pricier. So that got stopped, barely. I could name some other things that are kind of similar, but we need something that will make it so that there is oversight. Because right now, or for the past, for some time, we've not had oversight. That thing from 2013 has not been enforced, and it should be. I could support this, even though it's got all that PNB stuff in it. You know, the main thing is we need something like this. Thank you.
Jim again.
Anyone else?
At what point am I?
Susan,
Susan,
back on the stack after Beth.
Okay, yeah. Let's take Beth, and then Susan,
and then Kim.
Go ahead, Beth.
Sorry.
If Kim wants all the issues addressed, that whole cascade of issues, she's going to have to help me remind me as we go through it where those items come up. Because that was a lot. First, I take exception to the pejorative word salad. If you can point out to me any part of this that's not grammatical and not English and not straightforward and not incorporating proper financial nomenclature, then put forth an amendment and fix my flaw. But to just dismiss words as word salad without addressing the substance, I don't see any need to further address that. I think that the first paragraph, it's long, it's complex, it's addressing a large, complex organization. And we can go by, go through it phrase by phrase if that's what people want to do. I think it states pretty clearly what it means. And I think it can be implemented in that form. This isn't saying that it's the NFC who's going to implement this. It says we are recommending that the PNB adopt this policy. And then it's up to the PNB to work with management to see to it that we attain implementation. And, you know, I'm looking through the second paragraph now. Honestly, in most board meetings I've sat through over the last, 40 years before getting to Pacifica, the body of most of the agendas I sit through are taken up with financial items, with proposals for, you know, this program, that program, this expenditure, that contract, whatever, and that's what we go over. And a lot of that can be assigned to a consent agenda at the beginning if it's routine stuff and approved up front. And, of course, any given item that any board member has a problem with can be pulled for discussion. That can be done here. There's nothing to prevent us from doing that. I think part of the reason that Pacifica gets its ball so lost in the weeds of factional divides and ideological debates is that we have less real business on the national agenda to address, and the fact that we're in such dire straits financially is also another reflection of that problem. This is a way for Pacifica to begin to get a handle on excess expenditures. There have been any number of times over the last several months when watching intimately what's going on at KPFK has been really nerve-wracking to me, knowing that we don't have anything effective along these lines in place. There are, for instance, we've been trying to cut down the telecom expenses. We rein that back into something more reasonable. And there's been discussion at times of just canceling certain contracts. And I can tell you one of the reasons we didn't was that the early penalties of up to $50,000. But there's been nothing put in place to prevent whoever's wearing that DM hat this week from just doing that, without stopping to consider what the greater implications are. They may not even be around for when that bill comes due. And we need to get a handle on that kind of situation. So this allows a process by which there is a standard process for allowing budget review and approval of standard operating costs. Anything above and beyond that really ought to be subject to scrutiny by governance. And that's what the PNB is for. It will be a new consideration for them mostly. I think that's appropriate. I think they should be considering excess expenditure. This provides at least the beginning of a process to do that. If we want to flesh it out beyond this, I mean, I hear on one side that it's not detailed enough and on the other that it's way too complicated. And that, in community emergency response team, we're taught you start where you stand, you do what you can. This is what came very immediately to me in the way of a gaping omission in policy, and so it's what I've started to work on. I'm happy to see it evolve and develop further than this. I'm happy to see further financial policies adopted, but I think we don't have the luxury of just ignoring this and pretending like it doesn't matter. It does matter. Regarding the clause addressing emergency situations, that's addressing, it doesn't stipulate individual people because this is addressing a situation in which you may not be able to account for everyone. You may not be able to reach or be in communication with everyone. And therefore, it's important to have a succession of responsible so that if you can't locate the GM or the ED for whatever reason, you're not stuck standing right where you are because you can't get authorization for emergency expenditures. This provides that succession of authorities. And it may be me, but you know, if in the next 6 months something like that happens, presuming I'm not the one dead, but there are other officers available. And it doesn't stipulate me. I'm certainly not looking forward to it. I hope we get that far through the rest of my term without actually having to resort to use of this policy. I am working in other formats, other venues to address emergency management. We don't have an emergency management comprehensive plan in place as it is, and there was a motion that came out of last year's Strategic Planning Committee to stand up that process, and I'll be working with management and other PNB members to do that. So I would hope by the end of the year we do have a formal official definition of what constitutes an emergency within Pacifica. If we need to define it before, then there are standard emergency management definitions we can turn to. I'm sure FEMA can provide an array of different ones. Local Los Angeles Emergency Management Center, I'm sure, has others that they can offer templates. I'm not worried about that. I can bring that forward later if it's a serious concern. I that's as much as I can recall off the top of my head. I'm happy to address other concerns if people can refresh my memory about what more there was. I just don't think we can afford to neglect this process. Thank you.
Mac on the stack.
Gotcha, Mac. Anybody else?
Arpal.
Susan.
Well, Susan, you're next.
Chris,
okay.
Chris to the stack. Chris to the
and
stack.
Chris. Thanks. Let's go
Kim
with those.
Still on there.
Kim, I didn't have you
I'll
down.
Okay. I asked after Susan, but I'll let the others go. That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
No problem.
I'll put you after Susan if you want.
I don't care.
That's when you asked. I'll do that. Stand corrected. Okay, let's go with Susan.
Okay. I am confused about what constitutes in this procedure ways to address emergency and ways to address standard expenses that exceed a certain amount. And I think it's because it's a relatively long procedure that has many different elements in it. I liked Mac's idea of taking the original 2013 policy, increasing the limits from 5,000 to 10,000. And what I thought I heard R. Paul say was that the problem with this policy was no one enforced it. What we need is to step up and all of us do our jobs and hold everybody accountable. So I'd like to see the existing 2013 modernized, updated to a $10,000 limit, but leave that policy in place and do a better job of enforcing it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Kim?
Okay. I agree with Susan, you know, on that. Let's just update it to 10K and, because this is trying to do too many things in it. There are really three different policies that could be written three or four out of this thing. And I can assure you, I have seen governance look the other way to many unbudgeted expenses on the local and on the national. Sending anything to the PNB is not a solution at all, you know, of this nature. By the time it gets there, it's too late. And I have listened to your meetings where these budgets come to the PNB and it's just like, yeah, we approve it. Okay, nothing. 2 minutes and not one discussion. Even when they get deficit budgets, no discussion at all. This is not a group that knows how to, you know, look at you know, anything of this nature, really. This is what a CFO and an ED do, or a general manager and a business manager do. This is not what the PNB does. This is micromanaging at its worst, with people who have had no history or experience of being able to do this at all. I mean, I can't tell you how many, you know, unbudgeted expenses I have watched happen with my hair on fire, and nobody was listening to me. And, you know, so you just get a different crew on the PNB doing this, and it's not, I don't, you know. Yeah, this is something that Beth just said, like her idea of in case of an emergency, oh, you can't locate the ED. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
All right.
And if you want to deal with succession authority, the PNB needs to do that. The NFC cannot do this. So let's just set an unbudgeted limit, a limit to unbudgeted expenses, and which I believe the CFO and the ED now are seriously looking at it because they're very competent, and that's what they do every day. No reason to, you know, put the PNB in there. So those are my thoughts.
Mac, you're next.
Only that if, okay, I'm a relative newcomer. Okay, I'm very much a newcomer. But I assume without knowing, but based on the discussion, there are supposed to be some controls and oversight. I hear from the movement that, well, those controls or oversights are not being exercised. I think that's a different problem, and perhaps if we broke the motion, and I don't mean tonight, but if we broke it into its discrete component parts, we might address any problems in oversight separately. But as far as the real root of the motion, that things cost more, emergencies cost more than today than they did, you know, 9-10 years ago. I'm down with that. Raise the limit, and if there are other things we need to address, we can do that. But I don't think we can do it all in one fell swoop.
That's it, Mac?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Thank you. No, you made a pretty clear ending there. Paul.
Okay. Yes, I would be glad to get something because, again, as I say, I've seen what this motion is trying to prevent happen too many times, and people either, you know, turn away from it or can't understand it in some cases and stuff like that. Amending the 2013 one, I would live with that. This motion, something is better than nothing, especially something that now would get the attention of people in Pacifica right now. Either way, I'd be okay with it. However, I am thinking two things. One, the first thing is we're getting into some really, you know, some deep suggestions here. And I may think that maybe we could move this motion to the future again to be considered. The other thing I'm thinking is that I know that I should call for the orders of the day because this motion has been going on for much longer than it was set for. So I'm calling for the orders of the day. If we want to continue, somebody can make a motion to continue on it. Okay, thank you.
I move to extend. This is Kim.
You want to put a time on it, Kim?
I don't know. Well, I think there are a couple of other people on the stack. This seems to still be a discussion. I don't know.
We have 10:15 times certain. I have 10:06. I don't know if that matches everybody else. 10:05.
Move to extend.
And I will also point out just very briefly that if we don't get them to them tonight, I'm hoping everybody will, if they haven't already, take a look at those, the NDA and the consent to use electronic transmissions meetings. So, Kim, you're extending for how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay,
yeah.
That'll bring us to 10:17, a couple minutes past the meeting time. Okay, is there any objection?
Well, I can move to extend the meeting as well, if necessary.
I think, I don't know, Arpaul, if you extend time past the end of the meeting, doesn't that automatically occur or no?
Well, I would suggest the smart thing would be to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes, and if we want to extend the whole meeting, we can deal with that then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I want to do the smart thing.
Okay.
Beth,
is there any... Go ahead, Beth.
Just put me on the stack whenever you open the stack again.
Okay, we're on the time extension now. Anybody else on extending time? Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes from now, which will now make it 10:18? Hearing none, that's done. And now I'd like to go back to the stack. Beth, I'll put you on the stack at the end. Arpaul, were you done? Was that all you wanted to do?
Well, I would like to basically postpone this item, postpone this motion to the next meeting. I don't know how people feel about it. I don't know. I don't want to clog everything up here, but I think probably sending this to the next meeting would allow us to deal with it better.
I'm willing.
So I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to postpone this motion to the next meeting. I'll do that right now.
Okay, thank you, Arpaul. Any discussion? No, postpone.
I think this is non-debatable.
Yeah, I think that's right. Is that correct, Arpaul?
Wait a minute, hold on. One second. Looks debatable. It's postponing a meeting to a certain... Oh, that's to make it a special order, but let's do...
No, we do have to postpone to the next meeting to a certain date.
Yeah, okay, and that is debatable.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Okay, so is there any debate on postponing this to the next meeting?
Well,
hearing none, let's go to a vote.
Arpaul? This is Kim. Oh. This is Kim. Can you
go ahead,
hear me?
Kim. Yep.
I just want to say this is the fifth draft, so we have given this a lot of time and time to consider. I've said the same things at each time, and my issues have not been considered by the motion hasn't changed in that way. So, if people want to postpone, Okay, I mean, I don't care, but I'm just saying we have looked at this five times now.
This is Beth. I'd like to address that.
Beth, you have, unfortunately, we have Chris in front of you. So can you hold on? Because you're after Chris anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, James, not to step on your toes here, but I don't believe that I am in line to address the issue of postponement. I was in line for the motion itself. So unless this is defeated, I'm off the stack.
Very good. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So go ahead, Beth, if you want to respond to Kim on postponing.
Thank you. Yes, I consider it a distortion to say that this has been considered five times. It's been on the agenda, and I've deferred to other more pressing business pretty much every time. There have been evolving iterations as I take in people's comments and concerns and questions and proposed language. And this, from my perspective, this motion has gotten stronger each month because I hear from more people. When they can articulate to me legitimate issues, then I do what I can to address them. To dismiss the urgency of emergency management, I don't consider, it's hard for me to take that serious. I'm not talking about when somebody just, they're late back from lunch or something. I'm talking about Katrina. I'm talking about Sandy. I'm talking about Harvey. I'm talking about the big one, the Thomas fire out here, the Bobcat fire that almost got our transmitter last year. These are big deals. People disappear for good in these things. And when you can't find someone, you don't know whether you ever will or not. You can't just take it on faith that you're going to be able to find who you need in order to get the business of the organization done. This is a standard component of continuity of operation policies. It was included because it was requested. It wasn't in my original motion. This is one of those ways that this motion has evolved. It was in order to address this concern as raised by other PNB members. And I don't think it's accurate to say this has been considered five times. It may have been agendized that many times. It hasn't been addressed really seriously until now. So I'm quite willing, if we can make this better than it is, I'm very much interested in that. I'm wide open to input still, and so I support the motion to postpone.
This is Kim. Can I speak again?
Go ahead, Kim.
Beth just really kind of spoke to what my concerns are, that we have two things going on here. One is emergency management, which is not what we do, and two is how to deal with unbudgeted expenses, which is what we do. So that's kind of the problem with this policy. It's doing too many things, and, you know, I would be happy just updating the previous policy for unbudgeted expenses and let, you know, this emergency task force start going, you know. I mean, they should have an emergency policy, not here and not for this. I mean, you know, in all this?
Can we come back I'm not trying to cut you off. I think you're debating the merits a little bit there as opposed to whether to postpone.
Okay.
No worries. So is there anyone else who wants to speak on the question of postponing? Hearing none. R. Paul, why don't you call the roll?
Is anyone objecting to postponing? I mean, the chair should ask that.
Okay. I was letting you ask it. Does anyone object to postponing? Hearing none, it will be postponed, and that was to the next meeting.
Yes.
And I'm going to request, Beth, that we heard mention of a financial policy manual, perhaps a Pacifica financial policy manual. We also heard mention of standard. I can't find the word, but standard variations of this that you can purchase. You know, in other words, this is not the first time anybody's thought of this, and maybe we could refer to some of that and apply it to what we're doing here. And maybe also even think about dividing off some of the things we're trying to do here that may not be actually Finance Committee matters. So that's just a suggestion. So that brings us...
May I respond briefly?
Yeah, sure.
I started asking for our current policy on transaction limits when I first got here 2.5 years ago. It took more than 2 years to find that. And it was an anonymous somebody sent a message in a bottle, and I was able to track it down. I've never seen a policy manual on financial policy for Pacifica. If there is such a thing and anyone knows where it is or where to look, you know, it's not like I'm running away from this stuff. I'm looking for this stuff. I'm looking for this stuff. So if there is one, if anyone listening to any of the listeners for the Finance Committee know and can point me in the direction of that, please be in touch. We need this. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to comment that I appreciate that. I know you've been looking for that. I've been looking forward to finding some of that. I know Stephanie has mentioned working on getting some of this stuff either dug up or redone so that we have policies going forward that are appropriate. I hope all of that can move forward. And I do also want to say, just as the chair here, that I acknowledge that there are issues that need to be addressed here. As our Paul has said, and I know when this issue first came up, Beth, we were concerned about some things that were happening or might be happening. We were concerned might happen. You gave some good examples. So, yeah, let's postpone. We're going to postpone, take it up then. And unfortunately, now I see that we are at 10:18. And unless we have unless we want to continue going on the merits, because we have postponed, we had Chris on the stack and then Kim. Do we want to continue on the merits, or do we want to? So, in other words, I'm asking, does anybody want to extend?
Mr. Chair, it's been postponed. Motion's not on the floor anymore.
Okay, so we don't have to go back. Okay, thank you very much. Correct. All right.
Chair, this is Chris. Is there anything else on the agenda at this juncture?
The only thing on the left was the non-disclosure agreements and the consent to the use of electronic transmissions in meetings. And I will, as I said before, I'll just ask everybody to please look at them carefully so we can pretty much go over it very quickly and consider it read and understood. You know, maybe just take questions if anybody has them at the next meeting and then approve the use of them if that's the choice of the body.
Well, can I ask a question?
Of course.
I signed mine like months ago. I don't understand why you want us to go over and approve it.
Well,
it already been approved by the PNB or something?
The PNB approved it for itself. We asked for one. In fact, this partially got started when the NFC wanted to look at some confidential matters, and we were concerned because we have non-directors on the committee.
Right.
So that's where this got started for us, and there was some thinking that the committee, you know, needed to make an independent decision over they wanted to use them because the PNB did not direct us to use them, or, you know, they just remained silent. So it's kind of up to us to decide if we want to go ahead and do this.
Is Beth to the staff on this item?
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, the non-disclosure agreement has been updated recently by Pacifica General Counsel to be more comprehensive than the previous one was. And so everyone on a PNB who signed it before also had to resign. So it's with just trying to keep up with what's current and applicable. Thanks.
Correct. Yeah, this is a new and improved version. More detail.
Well, I don't have it, so I can't speak to it, I guess.
It's attached to the agenda. So I'm just asking everybody, since we didn't get to it, look at it carefully. So if we do get to it next time, we can have a vote and deal with it. Because it makes for a long agenda, as our poll points out, and long minutes. Okay, so with that note, I think we can call the meeting adjourned. And thank everyone, Stephanie, Julia, our Paul for being secretaries. Thanks, Fred, for doing our streaming. Good night, all.
Okay. Good night.
Night, all.